Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. New decisions by the Jewish entity to displace the people in the West Bank. Who will stop them? Faced with severe decisions made by the Jewish, quote, Israel Security Cabinet that threaten the existence of the Palestinians on their land. The Israeli Security Check Cabinet approved measures to accelerate settlement activity in the West Bank. These measures include lifting restrictions on the sale of Palestinian property to, quote, Israelis, authorizing demolitions in Palestine-controlled areas, and transferring plan authority in Al-Khalil, the area surrounding the Ibrahimi Mosque, and Bethlehem to Israel. Al Jazeera, in response to these decisions, the Palestinian Authority has limited itself to issuing statements of condemnation and denunciation, asserting that these matters constitute the practical implementation of annexation and displacement plans and violate agreements signed between the Palestine Liberation Organization and, quote, Israel. Thus, the Palestinian Authority, PA, considers that the Jews are breaking the covenants and agreements in which it surrendered most of Palestine to them, and then it clings to these agreements, which have not achieved anything for it, despite the great betrayal they contain. Rather, it has just added to them the corruption of its men, which has become unbearable, and the unjust consumption of the money of the people of Palestine. Palestinian authorities' verbal condemnation is belied by its actions. The PA, which describes the action of the Jewish entity in annexation and displacement, is simultaneously tightening its grip on the people of Palestine through tax, levy, and financial decisions that align with the Jewish entity's policy of oppressing them. This same PA is working to alter and distort the curriculum for the third time in response to the desires from the Jewish entity in European Union, so that no trace of Islam remains in them. No mention of the land of Isra and Ma'raj, the Prophet's night journey and ascension, and no reference to the conflict with an occupying power that usurped land conquered by Muslims and linked to their creed. Furthermore, the PA has not ceased its security coordination, which has transformed it into a security arm of the criminal entity, oppressing the people of Palestine with the same brutality as the Jews. The, quote, best act PA has done is a grave evil. It has approved a provisional constitution under French and European mandate, with the participation of Debuse, CEDAW, and feminist associations and institutions in its drafting, all under the guise of transitioning from an authority to a state that Smotrich declares daily he is destroying through actions, not words. As for the existing regimes in Muslim countries that sold Gaza to Trump and surrendered its people to the Jewish entity, all they issued was condemnation and denunciation, describing that the decisions of the Jewish entity as contradicting international law. This is the same law that gave Jews ownership of most of Palestine, which the treacherous regimes adopted and used to shackle the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from liberating Palestine. While the criminal entity does not recognize any right for the people of Palestine to the land of Palestine, these regimes insist on the two-state solution, that is, giving most of Palestine to the Jews based on international law and UN resolutions. Thus, the people of the West Bank and Palestine will be forsaken, just as the people of Gaza were forsaken, and just as the people of Palestine were forsaken in the lands occupied in 1948. Under the shadow of the United Nations and international law, which were the legitimate cover for the illegitimate Jewish entity. Its people are killed under phrases of condemnation and denunciation from regimes that were the first to conspire against the blessed land and prevented the Ummah of Islam from marching towards it to eliminate the Jewish entity and end its affairs in an hour of the day. These decisions taken by the Jewish entity are extremely dangerous, as they will give its settlers a presence in the heart of Palestinian communities, not just on their outskirts. By their very nature of their implementation will lead to bloody clashes and open the door to more settler aggression, many times worse than what is currently happening, in order to turn the lives of Palestinians into an unbearable hell, so that none of them will feel safe for themselves and their families, and will force them to immigrate and leave. The oppression and uprooting of the people of Palestine from their land, and the usurping entity stranglehold on their lives, homes, and lands, aided by an authority that has embraced it from day one and protected by regimes whose existence is tied to its own, leave the Ummah no choice but to act. Relying on the steadfastness of the people of Palestine is relying on the resilience of the victim against their oppressor. Indeed, our hope is in Allah al-Qawi al-Aziz, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, that He will open the hearts of the people in power and protection in the Ummah to change the landscape, propelled by the masses of the people, and turn the table and overthrow those who protect the Jewish entity before they overthrow the entity itself. They are capable of changing the entire world, not just Palestine's scene. If they are sincere in their commitment to Allah, an Ummah that emerged from the depths of the desert, conquered Persia and Rome, and to which the world submitted, is certainly capable of liberating Palestine and rewriting history until the whole earth embraces Allah's deen, fulfilling the glad tiding of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah gathered together the earth for me, and I saw its eastern and western parts. My people will attain to rule over it so far as it was gathered for me. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine.